Welcome back to the Cooking with Coach episode. We are in week 6. Yep. I got the head nod from Coach. We are in week 6. And Coach, we of course have Coach K. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to be back.
It is good to be back. And of course, last week we faced off against Ben Davis. A very hectic game, but nevertheless, a good game on the field. Of course, not the outcome we wanted. A loss 31-28, I believe, was the score, if I'm remembering correctly. I got another head nod from Coach, so I am correct. All in all, very tough road game, but I think it was a good game. Ben Davis on every power ranking, very high team, a very highly acclaimed team. Of course, faced IMG earlier on in the season. So for the Warriors to, we was down that game. So for them to come back and, you know, make it at least a game going down a stretch is very impressive. But of course, let me get your thoughts on that game.
Well, you're exactly right. It was a very exciting game. Great Friday night football atmosphere. It was fun to be part of. I was really pleased with the way we came out and our focus pregame, our focus on the bus, our focus on the field and warm-up. I thought we were very businesslike, much more so than we've been all year. And maybe that's a sign of growth or just a sign of who we were playing. The way we started the game, you know, they kick off. Kyren Williams runs a kickoff back. We're up 7-0 right out of the box. And they answered, tied it at 7. We put a drive together. We score. We're back up 7-6. I think we missed the extra point. You know, it's 13-7. They answer. They go up 14-13. They punt. We get some 3-and-outs. I thought our defense played really well at times on Friday night. We had some mental errors that cost us. But for the most part, we had a series of 3-and-outs. We get a great punt return by Dre Harris for a touchdown. We're back up 21. At that point, it becomes 21-20. They answer right before half. They get a pick six. You know, we lose our quarterback, Keith Jackson, early in the game. We bring in a freshman. He goes by AD, Anthony Dennison. He did a great job. But, again, you're throwing a freshman, 14-year-old kid into the fire, and you're playing a team that is supposedly ranked in the top 100 in the nation, and he throws a pick six. So we go down 28-20 at half, but there was no panic. We come out, and both teams exchange blows in the third quarter. Nobody really gets an advantage. We go into the fourth quarter, it's 28-20, and we're starting to click. We put a really nice drive together. We get it all the way down there. We score, go for two, and tie the game. It's 28-all with 9:04 left in the game. Then there was a little disturbance outside the stadium, and we had to kind of pause the game for a minute. And when that happens, you worry about your focus and what you're doing and what the kids are thinking about. And I get it. It was a little bit of a scary situation, but we handled it well and came back out and, again, changed some blows. And then there was a series of mishaps. And everybody says, well, this happened, it cost you the game, and that happened, it cost you the game. I got a long time ago to meet a Hall of Fame coach who's now passed away by the name of Bobby Bowden and won a couple national championships at Florida State. And he says there's literally in any game of two equal opponents that are semi-similar. And based on the score, you would say we hung with Ben Davis. Yeah. I'm not in for moral victories. That's just not my style. But I can take you back to a play in the third quarter where we made a poor decision by a defensive end and then compounded the error by making a poor decision by a linebacker. Those two decisions on one play allowed them to put the ball in field goal range, which allowed them to kick a field goal, go up 31-28. Because everybody wants to look at the end of the game when we're sitting on their 12-yard line, 30 seconds to go, we're getting ready to win the game, and we don't execute on third down, we line up for the field goal, and we don't execute on fourth down. They say, well, that cost you the game. But that little scenario late, early in the fourth quarter that led to their 3 points was also one of those. And then I can take you back one more play further in the third quarter that if we don't miss one key block, it's a 50-yard touchdown run. And all of a sudden, those other things we're talking about don't matter because they don't ever come into play because we win the game. We put ourselves in position to win that game. We held them to 3 points. That team averages 40-some points a game. We held them to 3 points in the second half. We frustrated them. Our defensive line played great. You know, the big talk is we'll see them again. I don't know if we'll see them again because we got so much things we have to work on before you ever even get to that point again. But the way our kids fought, the way our kids played hard, our focus, our competitive nature. You know, we were down both safeties. We were down our starting defensive tackle. We were down our center. We were down our starting running back. And we were down our quarterback. in that game, and we're still 31-28 with the ball on their 12-yard line, first and 10 with a chance to win. So there's so many good things to take away. The problem is I live in a world where it's a bottom line business, and the bottom line is you either win or you lose. They don't care that you played well on third down or you played well in the first quarter. It's a bottom line business, and the bottom line is I'm not getting it done, and I've got to do a better job. I've said it multiple times on the air, and you know, as the head coach, and having done this now for 40 years and head coach for most of them, the buck stops with me. It doesn't stop with him. It doesn't stop with my assistants. It definitely doesn't stop with the players. It definitely stops with me, and I've got to fix it.
And as you said, down a couple of players, a couple key players, I would say, Cortavon Starks, J.J. Finch, and early in the game, Keith Jackson. So that next man up role was really heavy in this game and shown considerably with the standards and, you know, the situations at hand. But also to go with you, like we said in the second half, momentum. Very key. Let me know about momentum and how much that really helped in the second half.
It did. I mean, when we tied it at 28 all the momentum was in our favor at that point. And, you know, then we had the stoppage of play, and I'm not saying that killed the momentum, but it does change things a little bit. Your thought isn't about not sure what went on outside the stadium. You're not sure what's going on. So your thought no longer is, the game. To give you an example, there was a video put out, I believe, by the Indy Star, and it showed me running across the field, and somebody was getting on there making fun of my 40 time, and I'm like, well, I don't even have a 40 time. You can make fun of me. I just don't have one. There's no clock that moves that slow. But I was concerned about getting our players and managers, and then I look back on the field. I got the team running to the locker room. I look back on the field, and the cheerleaders are sitting out there, and I'm like, this is crazy. So I run back out there, and I get the cheerleaders off. And then I look down at the end zone, the far south end zone, and down there is my wife and friends sitting in the stand. I got to get them out of here. So that's why so all of a sudden, the game is no longer in my head. It's the safety of people, and it turned out to be nothing. Everything was good. Everybody was safe. Nobody was hurt, and that's the beauty of it. But the reality of it is it changes your thinking in that moment in time, and then you got to refocus. But our kids did pretty well with it. I probably was more upset than the kids were, to be honest with you. But our kids did really well. And in a game like that, when you're playing two teams that are really good, and it's a game of momentum shifts, and you got to weather the storm. And when it came down to the end, we had a chance to win the game and just didn't finish.
Yeah, and execution also. We talked about it earlier on, especially early on in the season. This reminded me, the end game reminded me a lot of against Fort Wayne Snyder. Mm-hmm. I believe, yep, Snyder. Heading out from coach again, so I'm right. So the game was within four.
Oh, Fort Wayne Carroll. I'm sorry.
Okay, never mind.
I'm wrong too. Fort Wayne Carroll.
Hey, it happens. The Fort Wayne's mixed me up, but execution is key to starting any game, finishing any game. The start is also key, but how you execute at the end is what's really what's going to get you through. And like we've been saying this whole on air, Ben Davis, tough team. Though how close it was, it's honestly surprising. But tough kids. It was, like I say, on the field, they playing ball out there. Both teams are going at it. That's just good ball. Now, game coming up, of course, Pink Week, the Pike Red Devils. And Pike, another rival team, I say. And as you said, a long time ago, you know, it's like it's a target on your back. Always. So let me know about that and how big this game is for a win.
Well, it's a big win for us. It's a huge game for us because, you know, we're kind of at the crossroads. We're at the middle of the season. We got three more regular season games after this one. So you want to kind of get some momentum going with 3 weeks to go, get some momentum going in the tournament. We're playing a very talented Pike team. Their quarterback is unbelievably athletic. He moves well in the pocket, makes things happen. They're a talented receiver corps. They're very large up front on offensive and defensive line. Their head coach is a former player of mine, so he played for me at Ben Davis, so we're really good friends. He's a great guy, but he's doing a great job, and it's going to be a huge task for us. We don't match up well with them in spots, and they're going to take advantage of that. And on top of that, we have a lot of activities. You know, it's Pink Week, and we're trying to raise money for Cancer Society, and we're selling all kinds of apparel, and everybody's getting excited about that. We're bringing back the 2003 state championship team to honor them. We're bringing back the 2013 state championship team to honor them on their 10-year reunion. So the 03 is the 20, and the 10 is the 10 or the 13 is the 10 year reunion. It's teacher appreciation night. It's middle school band night. We got an Lincoln University is HBCU. They're coming in town for the Circle City Classic this weekend. They're going to be at our game on Friday night. We got a chef coming in, a superstar chef, and I don't know his name, but he's doing a presentation out in Lot 6 before the game, and they're going to have all kinds of food and stuff. And so it's going to be a fantastic evening. The weather's going to be great, and the football team needs to put on a show. We need to keep step with everybody else and all the activities going on at this school.
Definitely, definitely. Big game coming up, big week. A lot of eyes going to be watching, so got to live up to the hype. Nevertheless, thank you, Coach, for always coming down.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate it, but that's all from me, Vail. Okay, I hope you all enjoy the game, and I'm out. 91.1 WEDN.